Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The DH, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Hill. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Maestelo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestelo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sorrento strikes out. Walbeck drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sorrento out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz strikes out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maesteller takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Maesteller. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tomey moves to third. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tomey scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Sorrento moves to second. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Sorrento moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Walbeck and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Hill covering. Safe. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maesteller hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maesteller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Walbeck moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lofton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Berga. Berga fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Berga. Walbeck scores. Mears goes all the way around to score. Lawton moves all the way to home. It's 5-3, Indians. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Dunn pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Steve Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Maesteller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maesteller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maesteller takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to third. Dunn moves to second. Julian Tavares now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Puckett scores. Dunn moves to third. Maesteller moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Dan Maesteller now playing right field. Steve Dunn now playing first base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Watkins now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Watkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Brian Giles pinch runs for Sandy Alomar. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Giles scores. Lofton moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mears takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields it and throws to first for the out. Mears scores. Lawton moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eric Schulstrom now pitching. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schulstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Brian Raba pinch hits for Dan Maestela. Brian Raba is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raba hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Raba now playing third base. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Pat Mears now playing center field. Matt Lawton now playing right field. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-4 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mears hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6 Indians. Jose Mesa now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.